The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
FM 107.5 K298 CO Minneapolis, fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top Democrats are defending Representative Ilhan Omar after President Trump retweeted video that seemed to suggest the freshman Minnesota Democrat was being dismissive of the significance of the worst terrorist attack on U.S. soil. Democrats insist the comment used by the president was out of context. President Trump, meanwhile, says he's considering releasing illegal immigrants into Democratic strongholds.
In his latest tussle with Democrats over illegal immigration, the president confirms that he's looking at a plan that would send detained immigrants to sanctuary cities.
And they want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Just hours before, White House and Homeland Security officials insisted the idea had been rejected. But the president says it's under consideration, and it'll show if Democrats have open arms.
This is White House correspondent Greg Clugston, and this is SRN News.
These are the official rules for all contests on Salem Media Group and Common Ground Broadcasting radio stations in the Twin Cities.
Collectively, Salem TC. From time to time, Salem TC will conduct contests. No purchase necessary to enter or win. If for any reason a prize is not available, a substitute prize may be offered. Winners will be limited to one prize every 30 days. Winners of a major prize will be limited to one every 365 days. A major prize is any prize with a value of more than $1,000. Participants and winners must be U.S. residents, and winner is responsible for any and all taxes. For a list of full contest rules, see this station's website for details.
AM 1280, The Patriot Intelligent Radio. Join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher in Israel. The Stand With Israel Tour. Once-in-a-lifetime trip. I think you'll thoroughly enjoy it. Details, itinerary, and more at am1280thepatriot.com. This afternoon, mostly cloudy and a high near 40. Looking at more sunshine and mid-40s tomorrow. Low 50s into early next week. The Northern Alliance Radio Network with a headliner, Mitch Berg, coming up next.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. Going on 16 years now, dominating Twin Cities weekend radio, which to all intents and purposes means dominating Twin Cities radio. We continue to clobber. We came to kick cans and dominate Twin Cities radio, and we ran out of cans. So here we are. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me. And I'd really like it if you did, because that's what makes this show interesting. You never know who's going to come up with what. If you disagree with me, unlike certain other stations in town whose frequencies end with 950 or 91.1, if you disagree with me, you jump to the front of the line. I'd love to have more people who disagree with me engage with me on this broadcast. And some of you may well wind up doing exactly that today, because I've got some stuff coming up later on in the broadcast that flies directly in the face of some orthodoxy that progressives, especially urban progressives in places like the Twin Cities, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, hold holy. And that's going to be fun. I just love smacking those bits of chanting point around. This makes it fun. But first of all, I've got to say a couple of things. The story that popped up later on in the week that was just on the top of the hour news, Donald Trump. I've had a like dislike intense relationship with Donald Trump going back 33 years now. I remember back in 1986, during my first Twin Cities radio career, being deeply, well, not even ambivalent. I did not like Donald Trump. I did not like his personality. Didn't like his cultural coarseness. I didn't like a lot of things about Donald Trump, the tycoon and magnate. I didn't. I'll cop to it. I cop to it then. I'll do it now. I disliked Trump back when a lot of his current progressive critics were watching The Apprentice every single week. But I will say this. His bit about sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities, bravo. That is the most brilliant bit of political rhetoric I can recall in recent years. This is glorious, and I hope he follows through on it, or at least I hope that he has spread drop cloths to cover all of the exploding heads on the left that will be happening as a result of this. See how open their arms are? Oh, yes, absolutely. Let's do that. So let's give credit where credit is due. Kudos to Donald Trump, to the president. I'm not with you on absolutely everything, but pure genius, pure genius. There's one other story that's in the news. I don't want to talk about a whole lot today, but it's worth a bit of a mention here. I have lived in the Twin Cities since 1985, and I believe the Mall of America opened, I don't know, was it 88, 89, something like that, almost right around 30 years the mall's been. Was it? Maybe it was the early 90s, I forget. Anyway, I rarely, if ever, went to the Mall of America for any reason until I had children. And because it was a great, I mean, Camp Snoopy back in its heyday was a great place to take grade school kids for birthday parties. Let's be honest. It really was. It was a place you could take them. They would have a blast. You could basically have them do something, fun on a not a bad budget. It worked out for us really well. And as they got to be a little older and could navigate Camp Snoopy, now it's Nickelodeon Universe or something else, not nearly as cool as Camp Snoopy used to be. At least I much preferred Camp Snoopy to the new Nickelodeon theme park in the middle of the Mall of America. Doesn't matter. As they get to be a little older and able to navigate things and kind of relish the opportunity to navigate birthday parties on their own, well, the MOA is a great place to go find yourself an adult beverage and kick back for half an hour and let the kids have a little fun without you supervising them intimately. So that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. I used to enjoy that a lot. But there was something I never enjoyed about the Mall of America. And the few times I ever talked about it, the people who were listening said, well, that's just a little irrational and anxiety prone. And I will cop to it. It seemed so to me at the time. So I didn't talk about it much. But when my kids were little, and I remember taking them to the Mall of America when they were grade school kids and even younger. I mean, when we'd go the occasional Christmas shopping expedition out there, the occasional expedition for some children's special beyond the birthday parties. It was a fun place to occasionally take the kids. And I don't mind a crowd within limits. I'm an extrovert. I kind of like people watching. It was a lot of fun in its own way. But one thing that was never fun for me was walking around the third level of the Mall of America. I rarely took the kids up to the fourth level, but the same problems held sway there. And to some extent on the second level, really. But the third level was where my anxiety always kicked off. When I was there by myself walking along the railing, I'd think, wow. You know, I'm a tall guy. I'm about just shy of 6'5". And I think, well, you know, my center of gravity is a little above the level of this railing here. If someone wanted to come along and jostle me just hard enough, I could go end over end straight down. I mean, worst comes to worst, that could happen. And so while I didn't necessarily take any protective measures walking around the Mall of America back then, when I had my kids with me, I did. I walked closest, generally speaking, if I had my kids with me, I'd walk close to the stores, i.e. away from the railing, as a matter of, explicitly as a matter of making sure that nothing accidental or on purpose could happen to my kids, or me, but mostly my kids, especially because for years, from age about, I don't know, ages about 1.5 to maybe 5 and change, I used to walk around with my son on my shoulders. I mean, it's a great shoulder workout. I had some amazing traps back in my 30s. Anyway, from carrying a kid that was, I'd be hauling him around the mall all day. He loved it. I mean, you're riding way up high in the air. You can see over the crowds. I was getting a good workout in. It was great, but it made my center of gravity really high. And I thought, I didn't even trust myself to keep my footing or keep my hands on him near the railing. And so I would walk with my kids near the stores. I'd cut as close to the front windows of the stores. I'm not hugging them necessarily. But I stayed away from the railings because I thought, and I realized at the time, this might be just a little bit irrational. And yet I had a nagging feeling that all it would take would be an inattentive group of teenagers to push someone with a higher center of gravity over the side, or someone perhaps accidentally, just through the sort of teenage horseplay stupidity that to which teenagers are shockingly prone, let's be honest, or something more sinister, or at least less rational, at least more bolt from the blue. You can call it evil, you can call it the caprice of human nature, you can call it anything you want, but the idea that something or someone could push me or my kids over the edge of those railings, second floor, bad enough, third floor, scary, fourth floor, I never took my kids up there. I mean, it's bars, right? I guess I took them to the old arcade up there once or twice. Again, same issue. They were older at that point, they were walking on their own, but by golly, we walked away from that railing. Well, who's anxious and paranoid now? A 5-year-old boy fell almost 40 feet after being thrown over a third floor railing at the Mall of America yesterday. He remains hospitalized today, the police said. There was some confusion on this. There was apparently an upgrade in the charges to murder for the alleged thrower, Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda. At a noon press conference, Bloomington Police Chief Jeff Potts said the family of the boy who remained hospitalized at Children's in Minneapolis has requested privacy. Quote, this is by the way from the Star Tribune story on the subject updated within the last hour or so. Quote, this is a horrific situation and the family is in our thoughts and prayers, Potts said. They appreciate the thoughts and prayers from the public. Oops, progressives, someone's asking for thoughts and prayers. Not immediate knee-jerk action. We haven't had a call to put landing nets at every level of the Mall of America. What? Thoughts and prayers? Anyway, the suspect, Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda, age 24, was quickly arrested after the incident in the mall transit station thanks to witness reports and security cameras, said Chief Potts. He was moved overnight from the Bloomington jail to the Hennepin County Jail on suspicion of attempted murder and other charges, Potts said. He's expected to be charged by noon on Monday. Aranda has a history of mental health problems and has twice been ordered to stay away from the mall, court records show. In a previous criminal case, he told police, quote, he has some anger issues, end quote, after being arrested for smashing computers at a Minneapolis public library. Potts said there's no connection between the victim, his family, and Aranda. For all who witnessed the incident, including law enforcement officers who responded to the scene, quote, this is a tough one, end quote, said Chief Potts. When you add in the element that it's a 5-year-old child, it is pretty gut-wrenching. The boy's family lives in Woodbury. A family friend who set up a GoFundMe page for them to help with the medical expenses said earlier today that the boy's parents are not yet ready to comment publicly. The boy is, quote, still very much with us and fighting, end quote, he said in a Facebook message. By just about 40 minutes ago, the GoFundMe page had raised nearly $30,000 toward its $50,000 goal. So, this is one of those cases where if you are so inclined, and as I am, to offer your thoughts and prayers to the family and to the child, I'd also throw this out there that immediately after the episode was reported in the media, some of the, let's just say, irrational lunatic fringe on, it pains me to say, the right, started saying that Mr. Aranda was a Muslim. See, no evidence that that is the case. In any case, I'm thinking, and I'm no expert, but I'm thinking here that the history of mental illness, especially expressed as acting out violently, which is by no means a Muslim trait exclusively. I've seen no evidence that he is that he's Muslim, and even less evidence that even if it were true, that would have influenced this particular event. So if you're one of those who's been spreading that particular meme, shame on you. Feel free to disagree with me at 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488, or at hashtag NARN show. That's NARN show. We would love to have you join us with that here. 651-289-4488. Join us, won't you please? When we come back, some news Big Left isn't going to want to hear. Oh, yeah, and some music news. We'll be right back with that, too.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
First Mortgages. Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage. 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612. NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-0745, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-0745. That's 800-815-0745. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-0745.
Did you know my mom's gonna have a baby?
She is?
Will it be a boy?
Or will it be a girl?
We don't know yet, but we heard the heartbeat and my dad said this is gonna be someone very special.
You mean like being a president?
Or maybe a doctor?
Well, probably maybe like a singer or dancer, I think.
Hello, my name is Marianne Kowarski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. We know that every baby is a miracle and has the potential to do great things. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. So yeah, last Monday and Tuesday I had a choice to make. Actually, last September I had a choice to make. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes are coming to town for two nights, Monday and Tuesday. My question was, which night to go to? For the first time in my life, I answered that question, oh, what the heck? Let's go to both. And that wasn't the funnest part. Well, it was all fun. It's a great show because they're a great band. I love the show, by the way. Both nights. One thing that was kind of fun about it,
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Dukes, incredibly tight band. If you're a musician, you own it yourself. An evening out watching them. They're one of the tightest bands we've ever seen. I mean, Johnny starts singing a song, the band comes right in. No cues. And that's never better expressed than when he throws out every show, middle of the show, he'll just go out and say, "Hey, what should we play?" He just yells out to the audience. And he does it every night, every time they play, every time I've ever seen him. This is like the fourth and fifth times. And he says, sometime about halfway through the show, so, "Hey, what should we play?" And the first night, using my highly trained broadcast and command voice, I yelled out, "Got to Be a Better Way Home," which was the song which he went into this last commercial break. And 1 second later, they were playing it. And the second night, he said, "Hey, what should we play?" And I yelled out, "Sweeter Than Honey." And by golly, a second and a half later, they're playing it. That kind of tightness don't come easy. So it was an amazing night, followed by an amazing night. And if you like a great night out watching music, you could stand to go see the Asbury Dukes. They come through usually every March or April to the Dakota, by the way. Wonderful place to go see a show, by the way, downtown. Usually a jazz club, Southside Johnny Moore, your R&B, rock and roll kind of thing, and a little bit of blues as well. So it qualifies. Anyway, wonderful show, fantastic show. And I feel a little selfish having kind of hogged the request slot both nights, but oh well, sorry not sorry. Anyway, a wonderful show. I hope you all can if you like that style of music, then go check them out. If you don't like that style of music, don't be blaspheming in here. Anyway, this past week, well, let me back up just a second here. One of the favorite conceits of the anti-democratic left, of the anti-liberty left, is the concept that the good guy with a gun is at best of no use in resisting crime, especially mass shootings, and at worst, more of a liability than a benefit. This is a conceit that they have had ever since I have been active in the issue for 30-odd years now, 20 more actively, and for the last decade or so as a fairly committed activist on the issue. And I've been writing about this as long as I've been active in politics, including since I've been writing this blog. It's patent nonsense. Patent nonsense. The idea that the law abiding, and there's a few examples of a good guy with a gun occasionally, once in a while, nationwide, screwing up. It happens. Crime is a high stress event, and stress causes people to make mistakes. It happens. But the report that came out from the FBI this past week blows that conceit to pieces. Like a target stuffed with Tannerite. For those of you who are shooters, you know what I'm talking about. They released a report called Active Shooter Incidents in the United States in 2018, in which they designated 27 shootings in 2018 as active shooter incidents. In other words, cases where someone was going out and blasting away at people for the express interest and motivation of blasting away at people, trying to kill people for not in the furtherance of some other crime. Which, by the way, is another statistic that the big left throws around. They will consider everything with more than one victim a mass shooting. I think more than two or three victims a mass shooting, which ropes in a lot of drug-related drive-bys, gang-related drive-bys, a few tragic family murder-suicides, but mostly things carried out in the furtherance of some other crime. Active shooter incidents, not so much. The shooting is the goal in an active shooter situation. Of them, there were 27 in 2018. And of those 27, the FBI classified 10 as mass shootings, shootings with more than, I believe, three or four victims. And they broke it down by the numbers. There were 27 incidents in 16 states, total of 213 casualties, including 85 killed, two of them cops, one of them an unarmed security officer. There were 128 wounded, including six law enforcement officers. One other, by the way, one chanting point that got shot up this past year was the idea that it's always a male who carries these episodes out. Three of them, 11% of the mass of the active shooters were women. One of them is still at large. We don't know who it was. 23 were male. And the resolution is where it gets interesting. 10 of the 27 committed suicide. 11 were apprehended by police, including a number after law-abiding citizens who were not armed managed to subdue them, including one phenomenally brave teacher who was wounded, a middle school teacher who was wounded by a student who came to school with a firearm, but still managed to subdue the errant child until police arrived. So, by the way, that's one teacher who's pension I will not begrudge in any way, shape, or form. I say salute. Four of them were killed by law enforcement who responded to the scene. Again, salute. That's what we're good guys with guns. They happen to have badges and qualified immunity, and in some cases, the training and the department policy that impels them to run towards the sound of the shooting. And in four cases, it worked. In some of those cases, they were too late to save too many people. In other cases, a few people were wounded. The police responded. Incident ended either with a suicide upon the response by either armed citizens or the law enforcement or the shootout. The police claimed him in the shootout. One of them is still at large. But here's the other thing. Of those 27, one of them was killed by a good guy with a gun. This was the Louis Cafeteria shooting in Oklahoma City this past year. Somebody opened fire, a disaffected employee opened fire in the restaurant. A citizen with a carry permit returned fire, killing the perpetrator before anyone was killed. There were a few people wounded. Tragic enough, no life loss except the person who deserved it and got it. Courtesy of a law-abiding citizen, a good guy with a gun. But there's one other episode, and we talked about this on this broadcast over the past year here, at the Kroger grocery store shooting in, Louisville, Kentucky this past year. An actual white supremacist, I mean, one of the few that actually has come out of the woodwork over the last year, a fellow who actually set out to kill black people at the Louisville, Kentucky Kroger, killed one man inside the store and was confronted by a law-abiding white guy with a gun, which caused him to turn tail and run out to the parking lot, where he shot another woman, an African-American woman, killed her. That's what he was there for. And upon doing so, he was confronted by another good black guy with a gun. Dominic Rozier was his name. African-American fellow there with his family, defending his wife and his kid. Not by throwing himself in front of them, heroic as that would be, it frequently winds up with a dead hero. Dominic is a live hero today because he had the means to hashtag resist real oppression, real evil. And he fired back. He exchanged rounds with the perpetrator, whose name I will not indulge on the air here, because that's what mass shooters want, infamy. He will receive none here. But Dominic Rozier will get the congratulations. In fact, the hero's adulation he continues to deserve right here. He defended his family. He defended God knows who else in that parking lot, because had he not been there, the killer clearly intended to kill black people. So, 2 out of 27 of these episodes ended by good guys with guns. That's right around 10%, just a little under 10% of all of the mass shootings. And by the way, just so we're clear, one of the other mass shootings that happened this past year wasn't ended in time by a good guy with a gun, but the shooter at the Sutherland Springs, Texas church, who killed 10 people, I believe. I believe that the death toll was 10 at Sutherland Springs. He was killed after the shooting was over, as he fled the scene by a good guy
with an ugly black army rifle. A good guy with an AR-15 took him out before perhaps he could have carried out another shooting somewhere else, killed some other people as he pursued his sick little dream of infamy. So if you count them, that's 3 out of 27 killed by taken out, whose sprees were ended one way or another, by killing them or by driving them off, but ended by good guys with guns. That comes down to 11%. Now, remember, even in a place like Texas or Minnesota, for that matter, maybe 1 to 2% of the population actually carries a firearm at most. And they're... Yeah, that's 11% of mass shootings overall ended by good guys with guns. Now, there's bad news, too. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. We'll come right back to that. Go nowhere.
The world of business and investing is constantly changing. How are you keeping up with all the info? Most likely, you're not. Checking websites, reading trade magazines, making phone calls, checking more websites, and still not finding what you need to know. That's where Business 1440 steps in. We're your on-air guide through the fast-paced financial and business landscape. Up-to-the-minute business and investing news. Streaming now at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundMSP.com. SurroundMSP.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-930-2646. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-930-2646. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-930-2646. 1-800-930-2646.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
A worn-out battery can cause your phone to die really quickly. Don't pay to upgrade to a new phone. Let Arby's replace your old worn-out iPhone battery with a new one. We can also replace screens, cameras, and power connections so you can give your iPhone problems the boot.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Also, join us on Twitter. Hashtag NARN show. That's N-A-R-N show. Hey, by the way, I just want to take a second to send out a congratulations to former NARN co-host Michael Broadkorb, longtime friend of the show and former co-host, and his co-author Allison Mann, who won the 2019 Independent Publishers Book Award for True Crime for the book The Girls Are Gone. We had them on the show after the book came out. By the way, it is a cracking good read. If you haven't gotten a copy of The Girls Are Gone, do. It's
It's a very important story in a lot of ways. And it's a wonderfully written book and it's a fascinating, infuriating story. Check it out. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. So, by the way, top of the hour, we're going to have Liz Mayer on the broadcast here with an update on the electric vehicle tax that's been proposed in the Minnesota legislature. We had her on a couple weeks ago. We're going to have an update on the whole issue here. It's been kind of running underneath the radar. We're here to drag it out into the radar and see where things are at. Anyway, so we're talking about the FBI's report released this past week on mass shootings and active shooter situations nationwide throughout the year 2018. As we pointed out, the good news, the good guy with the gun, who, by the way, in just the ambient population makes up about 1% to 2% of the population at any given time. In the general public, in states where guns are not actively persecuted or gun ownership is not actively persecuted, the average crowd of 100 people might have one or two people. That varies, of course, here in the Twin Cities. Down by the Guthrie Theater, it may be one or two out of 1,000. Out in Thief River Falls or Marshall, it may be four or five out of 100. But as a general rule of thumb, you can count on one out of 50 people maybe having the ability to resist someone who tries to inflict violence at random upon people. That's just the way the numbers break out nationwide. Outside of places like New York, Chicago, D.C., Baltimore, Los Angeles, etc. Okay. And as we pointed out, in 2 out of 27 active shooter situations, the good guy with the gun responded effectively. A total of 2 people died in those 2 situations. And in situations, by the way, where citizens responded, I think the grand total of deaths was 5. 5 citizens responding, 3 of them unarmed. In one case, a teacher wounded by the murderer or the attempted murderer subdued the student. In other cases, groups of people managed to subdue the shooters. I believe the grand total of dead in those episodes was 5 or 6. Hint, resistance helps. Hint further, resistance with a gun helps even more. Nobody in an episode where the good guy with the gun responded, not a single innocent civilian was killed after the point where the good guy with the gun responded this last year. In the Louis Cafe episode, nobody died at all. In the Kroger's episode, once Dominic Rozier responded, hashtag resisted the evil that befell, that attacked him and his family, nobody else died. Although the killer may well may have a date with a needle at some point in the future, and while I oppose capital punishment for one reason and one reason only, I won't be one of the people picketing outside the penitentiary if in fact the fellow whose name I will not say on the air is in fact executed for murdering 2 African American people in a white supremacist shooting spree. One of almost none you will find nationwide. That's the good news. The good guy with the gun prevailed. Now let's talk about the bad news. And by the way, it's bad news that you all know if you've been paying attention at any point over the last 20 years as you follow this issue. The FBI didn't break these numbers down. Again, 27 incidents in 16 states. And by no means were all of the episodes in gun-free zones. It was not the case. 85 people died, and by no means were all of them in gun-free zones. 16 of these episodes took place in businesses. Of those, 9 took places in parts of business where the public was allowed. In other words, restaurants, cafes, public areas. And by the way, parking lots for that matter as well. And both of those were episodes where the law-abiding citizens, the good guys with the guns, were able to respond. And again, that doesn't count the situation in Sutherland Springs where a hero with an AR-15 killed someone who had just murdered 10 people. So we'll carry on with that here. The FBI report doesn't break the death toll down by gun-free zone or not. But I did. Of the 85 people killed this past year, 29 of the victims died at schools, which are gun-free almost universally. There are a few places in the country where law-abiding citizens can get permission to carry firearms at school. But as a general rule, citizens are debarred from protecting themselves and children at school. They have cops around. And by the way, in a number of those episodes, the police, school resource officers did respond correctly and effectively to the attempted mass murder of their students. There were a couple episodes where school resources officers were the heroes. The Parkland High School episode, tragically not one of them, where the absolute ineptitude of the police chief and the culture of cowardice that he engendered was implicit in the deaths of 17 children. But the death toll at schools was 29. 29 dead in schools, one with two dead. Of course, the Parkland massacre was 17 dead, and the Santa Fe, New Mexico, Santa Fe, Texas, massacre where 10 children were killed. Actually, 9 children and 1 teacher, I believe the toll was. That's 29 altogether. And if you add, now I was not able to find whether the River of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh was gun-free. I suspect it is. I couldn't confirm it. If so, the death toll at in explicitly statutorily gun-free zones was 40 out of 85. But we're not done yet. Of the rest of the toll of the death toll in mass shootings, a further 29 were killed in states that actively oppress the right to keep and bear arms, that actively prevent citizens from keeping and bearing arms for self-defense. Of those, most of them were government offices or places in states like Maryland and California that make it actively make it difficult for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves or those around them. One of them was a business at which 12 people died. It was in California. It was a shooting at a nightclub where someone with a handgun killed 12, not an AR-15. In fact, of all these massacres, I believe one of them was a result of someone with an ugly black rifle. But if you add them all together, and adding them all together, it doesn't matter whether the synagogue was gun-free or not. But if you combine the death toll in gun-free zones, I mean, unambiguously gun-free zones, the 3 school shootings, or all other places in all other murders in states where the citizen is effectively barred from defending themselves and actively discouraged from trying, the death toll comes to 69 out of 85 people who were murdered by spree killers this last year were killed either in gun-free zones or states that that Moms Demand Action would rate as A for their, quote, gun safety measures, end quote. 69 out of 85. Of the other, and that accounts for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of the 27 shootings, and that accounts for roughly 80% of the deaths. Less than half of the 40%, let's call it 35% of the episodes account for nearly 80% of the fatalities. And that's true every single year. So, oh, by the way, we're back to a little bit of good news here. Of the 2 episodes where good guys with guns responded, well, 3. 3 episodes where good guys with guns responded, one of them too late to save any lives at the actual massacre, at which 11 were killed, by the way. The church massacre in Texas led to 11 fatalities. And, no, I'm sorry, it was 10. It was 10. The church was a gun-free zone, unambiguously so, located in Texas where churches are gun-free zones. Nobody in church could legally protect themselves. So I apologize for my own confusion here. Actually, I'm going to have to redo these numbers here just a tad. Either way, Either way, 69 dead, roughly 80% of those killed were killed in gun-free zones or A-rated states. What did not happen was any innocent people being killed by these good guys with guns. In Oklahoma, at the Louis Cafe shootout, the only victim who died was the perp. Good riddance. At the Kroger, the once Dominic Rozier opened fire, no other innocent people died. None. The only person who stands to die from that episode is the murderer. Maybe. I don't know if he's gone to trial yet. If he does, I don't know if it'll end well for him. The unmistakable takeaway is that the good guy with a gun is an overwhelming benefit and, at least in terms of last year's statistics, harmed nobody who didn't have it coming. Be informed as you go out there to do battle with those who would infringe your Second Amendment rights, ladies and gentlemen. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
We can all agree that a good education benefits students, their family, and society as a whole. Education shapes your child into the person they will become. Join your local hosts, Rebecca Hagstrom and Mark Durkin, as they explore how to get the best education for your child while ensuring that the values you're teaching at home are being respected. From cursive to curriculum and everything in between, school is now in session.
Education Nation, Saturdays at 6 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
As Winston Churchill said, all the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, and hope. Hi, this is Andrew Parker with the law firm Parker Daniels Keyboard. Join me every Sunday at 4 p.m. for the Victory Hour, when we will talk politics, Israel, and the law.
Special guest this week on the Victory Hour will be Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, Fleur Hassan Nahum. The Deputy Mayor and Andrew will discuss the recent Israeli elections.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders. What is truth? That's what Pontius Pilate wanted to know. Well, the truth was standing right in front of him. What would he do with the power and opportunity he'd been given? In this slower and colder season, we tend to have a little more time to reflect. What power and opportunity have we been given? Would the Lord call us a viper or a faithful servant? I pray that we are not distracted from examining ourselves to see where our affections lie and the power and opportunity we've been given through Him.
This is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. We strive to have our standard be God's standard. One of the ways we do that is we regularly look to God's Word to examine our hearts and our motives. We try to glorify the Lord Jesus in everything we do.
We strive to take these standards on your roof, on your gutter job, whatever it might be.
I'm really excited to be fielding your calls today and talking to you about the needs you might have on your roof or gutters.
Contact us by phone at 612-900-9166 or look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
Without your love.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Also heard at am1280thepatriot.com. There you go. You can also check out the podcast right after the show, basically, 305, 310 or so. The show available via the miracle of the podcast. Hey, by the way, don't forget Stand With Israel coming up December 2nd through 11th. Go to Israel with Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher. Spend 10 glorious days in the Holy Land. doing the things that you do when you visit the Holy Land. Learning stuff. Seeing history. Checking out the sites. Learning about the most history-laden place on the face of the earth, especially if you're a Christian, or Jewish, for that matter, or Arab. Doesn't matter. It's everyone's history. So get there, or you will feel like a... Well, maybe not that, but if you can make it, you should. Stand with Israel, the tour with Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, December 2nd through 11th of this coming winter. By the way, it's going to be warm there. You're going to want to make sure you check that out. Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. I'm throwing this out there as a direct challenge to an awful lot of liberals out there who will, frequently without knowing any better, repeat the chanting point that the good guy with a gun, a regular schnook citizen who has armed himself with an intent to defend himself, herself, their family, their community, their property, and their freedom from one variety of evil or another. It's a chanting point on the left that person is deluded. That person is, at the very least, suffering from the delusion of adequacy in many ways, in some cases, depending on how juvenile and depraved the critic might be. But the statistics are there. And for those who don't have their heads clogged up with the detritus of entrenching themselves in a point of view that is not borne out by fact in any way, shape, or form, the evidence is right there. And it's not even confined to mass shootings. Now, bear in mind, as I've discussed on this broadcast in the past, Big Left, especially white suburbanites on Big Left, the people who come out for things like Moms Want Action rallies and Protect Minnesota rallies, who are active there, tend to be overwhelmingly white, upper middle class, college educated, progressive voters from frequently the first ring or two of suburbs or the nicer neighborhoods of Minneapolis and St. Paul. You will rarely, if ever, find them where most of the violence is in this state, North Minneapolis, Dayton's Bluff, South Minneapolis, some parts of the area, although that's cleaned up a lot in the last 20 years. You might see them have a little token event in North Minneapolis where they bungee in and right back out. But you don't see them carrying out actual rallies and events in public in North Minneapolis. You don't. And in fact, Reverend Tim Christopher, who was an honored guest on this program a few weeks back, has actively challenged the people in the unarmed and unafraid T-shirts and buttons to come up and practice what they preach in the parking lot of his church. Pilgrim Berean Missionary Baptist Church, I believe it is, in North Minneapolis. I don't believe he's had any takers. Just a hunch. Most of the victims, in fact, the vast majority of victims of gun violence are criminals or people whom criminals shoot in the furtherance of other crimes. Mass shootings are a small percentage of those who die every year in America as a result of firearms. And by the way, as we shoot, it's almost exactly 1%. 85 dead in mass shootings this past year of all kinds out of roughly a little under 8,000. So it's just a shade over 1%. So far this year, by the way, God willing, here's hoping, hope and pray that it stays this way. We're running a little behind pace on mass shootings going almost 4 months into the year. Let's hope it stays that way. We've had a couple bad years. The Parkland shooting accounted for a solid fifth, 20% of the deaths last year. You take all the school massacres, there were well over a quarter, almost a third of those murdered this past year. And as we showed before, people in gun-free zones of one type or another, almost half of those who died in gun-free zones, and 80% died in gun-free, the combination of gun-free zones and states where the law-abiding citizen is actively discouraged from carrying firearms if they're allowed to at all, which they frequently aren't. I'm looking at you, Maryland, California, Illinois, et cetera, et cetera. So, the
And the numbers hold true elsewhere as well. Have you listened to the Reverend Nancy Nord-Bentz, who, again, for those who weren't paying attention, has never, not once, had a thing to say about guns, gun owners, gun crimes, gun history, gun laws that is simultaneously original, substantial, and true. You might get two out of three at most, but never all three. And other, quote, gun safety, let's call them what they are, victim disarmament activists, they will poo-poo the notion that the law-abiding citizen can ever do anything useful. Well, the FBI's number, by the way, the FBI, not necessarily someone out there actively working on behalf of the law-abiding armed citizen, and yet they gave us the truth this past week. 2 out of 27 incidents ended by good guys with guns. 3, if you count the Sutherland Springs murderer, killed by a good guy with an AR-15 before he could wreak any more havoc. We don't know whether the murderer intended to commit any more havoc. We'll never need to find out. Salute, good guy with an AR-15. But it's not just mass shootings, which, again, if you're a white liberal, if you're a white progressive, those are the only shootings you care about because they're the shootings of people who largely are or look like you or your kids. They don't so much care about the death toll in places like Chicago, people killed or North Minneapolis or Dayton's Bluff or Baltimore or St. Louis, people killed by criminals. Usually trying to kill other criminals, sometimes spraying around and killing the wrong, frequently killing the wrong person by depraved accident. It's not just mass shootings. In 15 or 16 in Minnesota, there were 90 homicides carried out with firearms of one form or another. Of those, 9 were ruled justifiable, 81 non-justifiable. Well, that means 10%. 1 out of 10 homicides was a good person with a gun defending themselves, their lives, against an immediate threat of extinction on behalf of someone who was doing something illegal. That's 10%. That's not rare, folks. That's a fairly common thing, and it doesn't even count the thousands of episodes where no shots are fired, but crime is averted. So, good guys with guns, carry on. We've got a lot of work to do. Northern, if I had any guns, they terrify me and all of mine fell in the lake. Hey, Liz Mayer joins us when we come back talking about the electric vehicle tax. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Terry Sandvold, CEO of Sandvold Financial Group and host of Money Talks. Sandvold Financial Group would like to help provide the sturdy foundation for your financial future. We want you to plan for tomorrow today. Give us a call to attend an upcoming seminar at 952-544-2837. That's 952-544-2837. Or go to helpmeterry.com to set up a no-cost financial review today.
Registered representative of and independent of Questar Capital Corporation. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurance.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Minnesota. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, my name's Ken, and I own Good Start Packaging in Bedford, New Hampshire. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. And last year, that added up to $36,000 in cash back. That's right, $36,000. Thanks to that, I was able to offer healthcare to my employees.
The Spark Cash Card did a lot for my business. Imagine what it could do for yours. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-472-1494. 800-472-1494. That's 800-472-1494.
AM 1280, The Patriot is done.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.